This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The symptoms of the new COVID variant seem to be mild, but it's spreading so quickly that there's still pressure on hospitals. Dr. Norm Christopher with the Christus Health System in San Antonio says they're stretched thin.
When you hear that hospitals are overburdened right now, it's not because there's thousands of patients who need beds. Right now, it's because you don't have enough nurses to take care of them.
Almost half of nurses in the United States may leave their jobs in the next 6 months due to burnout, which has been made worse by these continued waves of COVID. That's according to a survey by the American Nurses Foundation. Texas schools are back in full swing, and many health professionals are worried about the increase they're seeing of COVID in the classroom. Austin York has more.
Districts are imploring students and staff to get tested if they feel even the slightest bit ill. Almost every North Texas school district is reporting a sharp increase in new cases in both teachers and students. Dr. Philip Wong is the director of Dallas County Health and says it's showing up in the new numbers.
Week over week, we saw about an 80% increase in the number of cases among kids. So, you know, we're definitely extremely concerned about where that may be going.
He urges everyone now 5 and up to get vaccinated and even boosted if you're 12 and older. Austin York, TSN News.
The Texas Education Agency has updated its COVID-19 quarantine guidelines for school staff. Teachers and other staff can go back to school 5 days after their symptoms began, as long as they don't have a fever and their symptoms have improved. Asymptomatic staff can go back 5 days after they tested positive. Meanwhile, staff who come into close contact with someone who has COVID do not need to stay at home at all if they're fully vaccinated and boosted, or if they have had COVID-19 within the last 90 days. A federal jury has convicted 57-year-old Stephen Dwayne Wilson of Arthur City of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Court documents show that Lamar County deputies responded to a shots fired report and learned that the shooter had also hit the victim over the head with the barrel of a firearm. Further investigation led to the discovery of a rifle and a bag of ammunition in Wilson's trailer, and he was arrested. Wilson could receive up to 10 years in prison at sentencing. The Oklahoma State Department of Health said 57% of active COVID cases in the state are Omicron variant, 43% are the Delta variant. Health officials say this time of year, cold and flu cases typically spike, and now a spike in COVID cases is added to the mix. Oklahoma remains one of the least vaccinated states in the United States. A Collin County man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison after pleading guilty to possession with the intent to distribute heroin, resulting in death. 36-year-old Nathaniel Edward Gonzalez of Plano distributed the heroin to an individual at his place of business, and that person was found dead by his co-workers with a needle still in his arm. Gonzalez had been convicted of the same crime in 2005 when he provided heroin to a 16-year-old, resulting in an overdose death. Hopkins County deputies arrested 43-year-old John Robert Severs, Jr. of Brashear on warrants for continuous sexual assault of a child. Bond was set at $100,000 on the first-degree felony charge. The man wanted for a fatal shooting on New Year's Eve in Atlanta, Texas, has been arrested by U.S. Marshals and the East Texas Fugitive Task Force. DeKyrie Hawkins is accused of killing Vidarius Lakeith Cooper. Paul Wayne Kennedy of Henderson has pleaded guilty in Russ County District Court to arson with the intent to damage a habitat or place of worship and burglary of a building. The arson charge stems from a December 2019 fire at Shell's Temple Church of God in Christ in Laneville. The burglary charge was connected to a break-in at Laneville ISD. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.